1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote in the House just hours away on a measure FBI Director Christopher Wray says is crucial.
It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
The House will vote on renewing part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Critics say it's too intrusive on the privacy of Americans. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson heads to Florida after that for a news conference with former President Donald Trump. The Biden administration offering up another round of student loan forgiveness to nearly 300,000 people.
It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is expected to turn himself in later today. He is accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani to cover gambling debts. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Next year's race for Wisconsin Supreme Court appears to be more wide open now that Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservative Judge Brad Schimel is the only candidate so far, but liberals Susan Crawford and Chris Taylor are now said to be thinking about it. The winner of next year's race will likely decide the court's ideological majority. Clean water advocates say they're happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal standard is stricter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kyle Kehoe, a realtor and former law enforcement officer, announces he'll seek the Wisconsin Assembly seat in the 55th District. Kehoe, a Democrat, lists housing affordability, women's reproductive freedoms, and workers' rights as his top priorities. Republicans Michael Schraw of Oshkosh and Nate Gustafson of Fox Crossing have also announced campaigns for the 55th Assembly District. Severe Weather Awareness Week wraps up today. Brown County Director of Emergency Management Daniel Kane says planning is important for all scenarios, even driving.
You're in the path of tornado, it's coming at you. If there's no low-lying areas around you, pull over to the side of the road, duck and cover inside your vehicle. If there's a low-lying ditch and area, it's recommended you can get in that low-lying area outside your vehicle and lay low in that low-lying space. Never, ever, ever go under an overpass.
Kane says overpasses do not provide any protection against winds and the destructive force of a tornado. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life, and I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Friday on Matt and Air on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. In the 11 o'clock hour, all thanks entertainment with Nightlight's Pete Schwabba. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. It is beautiful out there, 48 degrees. I heard that 70-degree mark hitting this weekend. Fantastic. Greatest time of year.
It is. Get the lawn work done. Yep. Get the garage cleaned out so you can enjoy all summer without somebody telling you to do
it. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
She
is.
I got, like, a lot of crap in the back of my car. Could I store some stuff in your garage?
No.
You've got that entire upstairs gym that's unused.
No.
You've got a full, level.
You fit a choir up there for Christmas party.
I'm just talking about his garage.
Oh, the garage. Yeah.
Which is the same size as his third floor of his house.
His fourth floor?
Yeah.
That ties us too close. No.
Like, Jim, I will bring it over.
Yeah, I know you will.
I will just put it up there. You won't even see me until I have to bring
it. Oh, I guess come back and check on this stuff. You got anything to drink? You got anything to eat? No.
Oh, my God.
No, ain't going to happen.
You are a good
cook. It's me, Milton. That's it, man.
But it's your garage.
It is.
It's just to store some stuff. I just got some plywood stuff.
Say that again, John. It's my garage. That's you're right.
It is. I have some storage. You could.
I wouldn't. If you run again, I'm running against you. Todd, write this down.
You know what we call that, John?
What's this? What?
If he runs for mayor again, which he might do,
it's true.
I'm running against him.
And you know what we call that, Johnny? Johnny.
Quick poll.
No.
Who are you voting for?
No.
Mine or the mayor?
Yeah.
Mine or the mayor? Who do you want as mayor? Or the mayor?
Johnny.
Quick poll. We'll see who wins.
You know, those of us who've been in the industry for 20 years, you know what we call people like you?
What?
A dream candidate.
No. I would be a dream candidate. I've been called a dream before by people.
Wow.
Usually it's women.
A wet dream.
Oh, God. I'm just saying.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, wow. Going on in
biggest
the entertainment
lie ever
world.
Told on this show.
Right.
Yes. Quick poll. Who you vote for, me or the mayor? We're running against
John,
each other.
This is why I waste this.
We're running against each
time.
Other. All right. Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
How are
so,
you?
A lot going on. We kind of hit on the Oshkosh a little bit. I know you're going to talk. They have other stuff
Adam
going
Lee
on too.
At the Grand Oshkosh.
Right.
And then next week at the ADRC here in
Wednesday.
Town.
Isn't he phenomenal?
Yeah, phenomenal.
So
what's
going on in De Pere is the Downtown De Pere Sip and Shop Wine Walk, okay? And that is today, and the tickets are $25, and it's from 4 to 8 p.m.
That is a cool event, you guys.
Oh, I didn't know anything about this.
I lived
in De Pere.
This is, I don't know. They've done this before. I don't know what, does it say what number it is?
Yep, so it's, you can sip and shop your way through Downtown De Pere. The Sip and Shop Wine Walk features select wine samples, light bites, and a special deals a variety of Downtown De Pere shops and boutiques.
Yeah. So, John, they allow you to drink and shop. It's wine.
Where
do you
get the wine from, though?
It's right there.
So you get the ticket. The cost to attend is $25, and it includes sips, snacks, and exclusive in-store discounts at local retailers. So oh, you, cool. Yeah, you can get the tickets. They're available online at Definitely DePere office located at 117 North Wisconsin Street.
That sounds phenomenal.
It is. You walk into the store. Yep. There's some champagne or wine set up, and they'll tell you what kind it is, and then they have some snacks. It's so to drink and shop, and I know you do that, but you don't have to go out to your car and take a flask.
Oh my God.
Just go right with other people.
See,
and not...
I know why you're doing that now, to undercut me when I run against you for mayor. And we got our first vote in from Mary. What did she say, Todd? Okay,
she said she'll vote for me.
Okay, Mary. All right, now that's finally.
He's the Robert Kennedy Jr. of this.
Finally.
He's... I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to vote for Todd, too, just to break
can
even.
Can I be honest? I would, too.
And another fun one is Alive Again. It's a tribute to Chicago that is presented by Schwab Non-Performing Arts Center. That is Saturday, April 13th. If you haven't been to the Schwab Non-Performing Arts Center, that is located at 2391 South Ridge Road. The tickets start at $36, and you can go to TicketStarOnline.com.
First concert I've ever been to in my entire life was Chicago, yeah. 1971 here? In Marquette, Michigan.
Oh, in Marquette. They played here, too.
You didn't go to Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia, yeah. Mamma Mia.
I had that stuck in my head all last week.
No, I did not go to Mamma Mia.
So this is a tribute band.
Yes. Yeah, so Alive Again is made up of the finest musicians from the Midwest who share one common passion, keeping the music of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Chicago alive.
That brings you back.
It does.
You know what's so funny? I remember walking to football practice, and we're all singing, Saturday. In the park. I wish it was the 4th of July.
Did you catch Jim singing?
That was the slow dance.
I liked it. Yeah.
Our favorite slow dance was Hey Jude, but then it got fast and it got awkward.
And then that throws you off.
It throws you way off. What was your favorite slow dance, Todd?
I actually like Color My World from Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
That was the song I was...
It didn't sound like it, Jim.
Okay, that was...
Mary says she loves Alive Again is one of her favorite Chicago songs. Yeah.
All right, that'll be fun. Awesome. That's Saturday tonight
Yes,
tomorrow?
Yes, Saturday.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
And then also ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Sharp Dressed Simple Man Tour that is presented by the Rush Center. That is Sunday, April 14th. There are still tickets available.
I got to go to that.
Yes, you can go to TicketStarOnline.com, and that show starts at 7 p.m. That will be a fun one.
Two of my favorite bands of all time.
And do you guys, in another event, this is happening right in downtown Green Bay at the Hyatt. Do you remember John Edward?
Sure.
He's the American television personality, writer, and psychic medium.
Yeah.
He will be here Saturday, April 13th at the Hyatt.
Really?
From 4 to 6 p.m. There'll be a question and answer session and messages, Todd, from the other side.
My son's really big into that kind of stuff. I gotta see if Dom wants to go to that.
So would he ever want to go, investigate paranormal with me, Dom?
Oh, yeah!
Well, let's set
it
up.
Oh, no question you would.
All right, cool.
No question.
So, who's this guy?
I knew you would
he's
know.
He's having a TV show.
It was a really popular show.
Huge.
Yeah.
He's an American television personality, a writer, and a psychic medium. Like, he talks to dead people.
He was, like, the first one. And then, what's her name, came in.
Right. What was her name?
From Long Island.
Teresa?
Yeah.
Something.
Italian name.
Yeah.
Actually, Dom went and saw her at the, I think it was the Widener. She performed one time or did a show one time.
Yeah. Dom and Todd would do amazing with the ghost research and all that fun stuff.
I want to know
more
about this guy. I might go, what does this guy do? He talks to the other side. Does he come up to you and ask you? Do he connect you with somebody?
He can read you. Like, he can find spirits that are next to you, and he talks. He gets that's what it says. He can get messages from the other side.
He'll be there in front of the crowd, Jim, and then he'll say, somebody over here has an A above them, mother's side.
Wow.
And then kind of connect something with that.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? Yeah. If I die before Jim, I'm going to mess with him spiritually like you can't even believe.
I hope so.
His ears will always be ringing.
You can't even believe what I'm going to do to him. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to his house, and he won't know I'm there. But I'm just going to mess with Milton. I'm going to be like, hey, Milton.
He doesn't do that.
And Milton would like put his tail between his legs, jump into the bed with Jim, cuddle with him. I'm going to mess with you when I'm dead like you can't believe.
I want to talk to this. Does this guy do private stuff? I want to read about him. Go ahead. What's next?
That's everything on John Edwards. So he'll be here Saturday, April 13th. And then our friends.
How much are tickets for that?
Tomorrow already, right?
Yes.
It's the middle of April. Wow.
75.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a personal meet and greet and all that good stuff. He'll probably sign a book too. And then our friends over at the Epic Event Center, Wheeler Walker Jr. and the Spread Eagle Tour with Logan Halstead. That is Saturday, April 13th. The doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $30 to $60.
You know, I'm amazed. What is that? I mean, the Epic doesn't take a weekend off, do they?
They really don't.
It's incredible, their yearly lineup.
Right. No, it's
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good one.
And you can get out. Walk, exercise today, too. There's a lot of cool this weekend. This will be a great weekend. So enjoy the day. And then at night, hey, that Epic thing, what kind of music is that? Never heard of it.
It's country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's country.
Oh, it's country.
Yeah.
And like you said, Johnny, that is extremely popular.
Oh, my gosh. That's the hottest thing going right now.
And before we know it, boys, the farmer's market's going to be happening downtown. I believe May 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's fantastic.
That's exciting. We have the Wednesday night and then the Saturday.
Saturday's Washington.
Yes.
Thursday or Friday?
Wednesday night is Broadway. Okay. Yeah, the Broadway district. So I can't wait.
And yeah.
The Saturday one is, the
more
original.
More family.
Well, more family, but it's just, it's original. I mean, it's homegrown stuff. Whereas that thing on Wednesday, which is great, I mean, they get 6,000-7,000 people there, but, that's wine, that's entertainment.
How could I get a booth to sell, like, my birdhouses and stuff and my barnwood stuff?
How many do you have stocked up?
A lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be perfect for you, John.
I know, right?
Yep.
Just walk right over the bridge.
We could put up a WGBW banner up at the same time.
And I'll
promote
sell all
the show.
My barnwood stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I got those tables I'm making out of the old silo doors.
Might be a Wednesday. The integrity of the Saturday one is...
You mentioned integrity. It's John. It's integrity.
Yeah.
When you think Mino's integrity...
You think Mino. Mm.
Always. Yeah. Always.
What did I say yesterday when somebody was a little bit offended? I said, hey, how could I do this under the table?
And it was somebody would never tell you to do that.
Oh, it's the guy from the renting out your houses.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, hey, Michael, I do this. Right. Oh, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
I rent out my apartment during the Packers draft?
No.
Why?
I don't sublet.
See, John, under
now,
the table,
now you know
right?
why I have to do it under
see?
The table.
Right.
Yep.
It's like this morning, I said, Johnny, after this, I've got to run to a funeral. I got to do this. I got to do my taxes. Because the guy had to redo my taxes because I forgot to put a source of income in.
Sure.
He goes, why would you put it in there? because.
And he says, well, what if I got caught? I go, what if you don't? That's always been my, honest to God, it's always been whatever. I said, well, what if, I go, what if it don't? So
anyway, I'm going to go do that today.
But, go ahead.
Yes.
But yeah, that's everything I got for Green Bay.
Got a couple of things for Oshkosh and Appleton. Just had a text in from Terry. Thanks for putting this in. Tomorrow night, Gibson Music Hall in Appleton. The best Westerns are there. If you like Western swing, like songs like Asleep at the songs from
Asleep at the Wheel.
Steel. Yep.
Those
good steel guitar.
It's
all going to be down
guitars.
There.
Do you see Asleep at the Wheel?
Have I seen them?
Yeah.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're with the
Widener.
Yeah. Did you see them?
I
that
did.
Was awesome.
It's phenomenal.
That's good energy, boy. They just
is.
Keep it going.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. I'm going to see a movie this weekend.
What?
The Godfather.
Oh, nice.
It's playing on the big screen at Marcus Cinema. The original Godfather. I've never seen it in a movie. I've only just watched it on TV.
Sure.
And it's showing this week. I got to go watch The Godfather on a big screen.
What are you seeing? This the first one?
It's Godfather 1.
The original?
That's a good one.
But I didn't see it when I was, I was probably eighth grade when that came out.
I think you were in high school when I came out.
Maybe
75?
No.
Did they have movie theaters in Nagani?
Shut her mic up. thanks for being here, Cindy.
Actually, John, that's going to be fun.
Goodbye, Felicia.
I said Shaniqua. I said that last night, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
But isn't that the biggest thing now is saying goodbye, Felicia? That's the
isn't
biggest.
Isn't it bye, Felicia? It's bye, just bye.
What is that? Yeah. What is that? Amanda, help us out.
It is bye, Felicia. But, John, you are not pulling that off.
Wow.
Gang up on John Day today.
Bye, Felicia. I'm not doing it right.
I never heard of it.
No.
So, okay. No.
Oh, that's the biggest put down. No, I think to blow somebody off, right? Bye, Felicia.
Well, like 10 years ago, maybe. You're a little late on that one. I do have some more events for Appleton and Oshkosh coming up.
All right. Stick around. Christy Barberman is with us. Back after this. So we got Matt Harper coming up. Some live music. So don't wait down Holiday Grove.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Sinclair Heating and Cooling in Green Bay salutes our troops. Our hearts, well wishes, and never-ending admiration go out to you, your families, and the veterans who served throughout history. Please be careful and come home soon. This from Sinclair Heating and Cooling on Alloway Avenue in Green Bay, serving the community for over 35 years. For information on their high-efficiency energy products and maintenance program, call 920-465-6863. Proud to salute all the members of our military services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love this music, right? This just gets in the mood for the weekend, doesn't it?
Friday
this is
music,
awesome
man.
Friday music. I love it, Todd. Again.
It
Todd,
doesn't need to be Christmas.
Todd, but a little bit. Okay, Todd, we gotta back off on Todd, too much with Todd, or else he's gonna ask for a raise. Okay,
Todd.
A raise? How are we doing on the vote, mine or the mayor for mayor?
I think right now I'm still winning. I'm just telling you, not a lot of people have really committed at this point.
There's better things we can talk about.
Let me tell you something. If I was mayor, there'd be more graft and corruption in this town than ever before. That's my platform. Graft and corruption in Green Bay. Vote for me.
Round them up.
Exactly.
A couple of things going on in Oshkosh. I just want to mention, got the Oshkosh Craft Beer Week wrapping up this weekend a little bit. So
and you went to some of those events.
I did, man.
You said it was awesome. Right?
Beers, in fact, I changed my phone case to actually have the Craft Beer Citywide logo
on it. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a
lot
of
fun. And
what
a great thing. And we had those guys on a couple of weeks ago. Was it 150 years of brewing in Oshkosh? I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. And I told you that one time I talked to that one guy, World War II guy who had been a POW in Germany, and one of the guards, the movies got it kind of wrong as far as with, they always have these like kind of mean guards in the movies, and a lot of the guards were guys that were like too old or had been wounded, they don't want them on the front lines. So they're just kind of like normal German guys, and one of the guys, like his uncle or somebody, was a brewer in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my God, Oshkosh. And it's like, I'd love to come over there. I'd love to move to the United States. Maybe he did. Because remember the guy said he had a guy that was a POW?
Yeah, you're right.
One of the brewers?
We'll have to look into that because I think Lee has a lot of information on what happened. I mean, he knows everything about beer in Oshkosh.
That's what I mean, the history. Yep. But then another one of the guards, this older guy, he had been a professional wrestler back in the days, and he had wrestled in like Oshkosh and Milwaukee and wanted to move to Wisconsin.
Wow.
And yeah, so there's quite the heritage with the German thing with beer and the actual, even the German soldiers, like I said, when they came over here and worked in the farms, like in Door County and different places, they didn't want to go back.
Well, the good news for us is Lee and Andrew are back on the show next week to kind of wrap things up so we can ask Lee right about that.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Would absolutely love to.
Don't forget about Adam Lee at the Grand tomorrow night, right? Yep. Big show there. We want to support him. And Special Olympics Spring Games are in Oshkosh at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh all weekend long. Starts today, goes through Sunday. More than 800 athletes will be on hand for this in Oshkosh.
Say again about what that is, Todd.
It's the Special Olympics Spring Games.
Yep.
So
it's fantastic.
800 athletes get together, swimming, team basketball, 3-on-3 basketball.
Yep.
Basketball skills competition, tons of stuff.
One of the greatest events I've ever been a part of was in Stevens Point. They had the statewide thing, and the police departments from around here would bike over. They've had like a tandem bike thing going all the way over. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about getting choked up?
Yeah.
And I've covered a million sporting events. This might be the only one I've ever got completely choked up at. When they had all these Special Olympic athletes walk almost like the openings of the Olympics, and these kids walked on a track, there was music playing, everybody stood up and applauded. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. What a great event that was for these special
heartwarming
athletes. Incredible.
And that's an Oshkosh. You got to support that.
Oshkosh has great facilities.
Yeah.
Visit Oshkosh.com, I believe, is the website. You can go to anytime and get all the events going on. So.
Fantastic. Cool. Beautiful. Awesome. Wonderful.
Perfect.
Cool stuff. What else you got going? Todd, anything else?
I'm out.
Okay, you're good. All right.
What's this? Pat McCurdy live at Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh. When is that? Can you tell me? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
I'll tell you what's big in Oshkosh right now. A lot of these mariachi bands are showing up at various restaurants.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, they're doing live shows and stuff like that. I saw some stuff live on Facebook last week. Incredible.
Wow. Well, when we've got, I don't know if you've gotten in touch yet with the local
Horatio.
Horatio. It's this Hispanic band. And I heard they're fantastic.
They are.
And we're going to get him in here. We're going to get them in here one Friday.
But Jim's got to wear the sombrero.
Yes. Those are, I'm all in on that. I love that music.
I do too. I love that kind of music.
After Oktoberfest, I'm pretty sure he has them.
I'll find. Yeah, I got something. And Johnny. Yeah,
don't show up in the lederhosen.
Yeah, with that really little pouch in front.
That's right.
Yeah.
The mayor's pouch.
Yes. That'd be a good name for a band.
The mayor's pouch.
Yes, exactly.
Could mean so many things.
I know, right? What a great name. Okay.
All right. But yeah, a lot of fun stuff going on. Yes. What's going on in downtown Green Bay with the city deck and everything? A lot of exciting stuff happening right next door here, right?
Yeah. So Java Cream, they have all of that basically.
I noticed they've been working in there.
Yes. All the counters, everything is completely wiped out, doing a whole refresh in there. And we are shooting for May 1st for Java Cream to open.
People are excited about that.
The coffee and gelato, Italian ice cream.
I've never had gelato.
Yes. And then next week, I have some huge breaking news about the waterfront market will share, but I'm going to wait till next week about that. We're really excited and just more coming to the City Deck Landing, really embracing more food, drinks, and entertainment. We have a lot of fun stuff going on. We're going to really knock it out of the park with summer events.
That's going to be cool.
Have you heard about my idea?
What's that?
Having a boat, City Deck Landing boat, where Jim and I would take people out on and stuff for excursions. And things?
I like that. Like yacht? One of Jim's friends probably has a yacht.
No.
It's a little bit smaller than a yacht.
Yeah,
a little bit
it's like
smaller.
a 12 or 14 foot
aluminum.
Nice.
Aluminum.
Whatever
so safe.
Works.
Yeah. And John's such a good swimmer just in case anything happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll take Ed the diver with us.
To fish
us out.
It'll be on every trip with us. I gotta go fish. It'll be on all of his little YouTube things. It'll be him fishing me out of the water once a week.
Ed's
here. You good with that, Ed? You good with that? You get to the point, just throw a rope out or something.
Oh my gosh! Yes. And yeah, we'll do some entertainment because not only can Ed scuba dive, he can play the guitar.
Ed, can you come on here for a quick second?
Yeah, come over here.
Come here, Ed. Come here. And we've got Matt Harper coming up, who's a tremendous musician. He's coming up.
And Johnny, your weekend is.
Come on over.
What are you doing?
I'll wheel a chair over
here. Going to the Godfather.
Oh, leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Very good. Yes. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Very good. That's very good.
Everyone has seen The Godfather.
I know, but have you ever seen it on a big screen?
No.
You know what? When you said that, I might go to that. Not, I don't want to sit next to you, but I might go to that.
In the same theater? In the same room?
Maybe. It's dark.
Okay.
It's dark. I'll come in a little bit late.
Wow.
Okay.
Is it bad that I bring in my own snacks?
John, oh, God. That's another reason I'm not sitting next to you.
You got to support local businesses.
I know.
Yes, but he opens up, and you think if he's going to sneak it in, he would do something, but instead he gets that plastic wrap that's really loud, so you know, this guy's sneaking it in.
No, that's not the worst part.
And it smells like sausage.
That's not the worst part.
It's like, they don't sell sausage here.
That's not the worst part.
Brings that stuff that...
That's not the worst part.
Okay, what is...
You guys are wound up today.
I want to go to that movie, though. Maybe that's got to be two showings.
Let me just tell you what's the worst part about that.
Where's that?
Marcus, Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
The worst part? Trying to quietly open a pop top. Of a beer.
In the movies.
Yeah. So, trying to do that real quiet.
I'm with Ed. You got to support the local businesses. They got to pay royalties on that movie that would make their money off popcorn and snacks.
I know, people
like you that
bring in liver sausage and onion
sandwiches. Right, that's what I'm saying.
People are looking around.
Or that sausage stick stuff smells.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah,
Slim Jims. Anyway. Ed, I love watching your videos.
Oh, thanks, man.
And you always find unique stuff. But you know, I was talking about you yesterday when we had the people that are going to do the cleanup for the
Fox River
and the wolf and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching one of your, it's like, what's wrong with people? Like, you know, if you're an outdoorsman, if you're a sportsman, like I am, I mean, I fished all my life since I was 2 years old, I fished. And it's my passion. It's my favorite thing in the world. But you're always respectful for being out there on the land and nature with the river. I saw your video with these big strands of line, fishing line and stuff. It's like, what's wrong with people? If you're out there, you're enjoying the river, why would you desecrate it that way?
That's just the way people are, and it's sad, but I'm trying to encourage people, inspire people to help clean up, and it's really been going awesome. People send me pictures of all the garbage they're collecting, and it's very inspirational.
Okay, you got to stick around for a minute, okay?
Yes.
So here, we got Matt Harper coming up. We got live music. He's got a special song he wrote for you and I.
Look at the time. I just want to say we got to work with the youth on that because there's. Yeah, anyway, well, I want to talk a little bit more about that.
How about we take a quick break first?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay,
Johnny.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is back from a trip to Israel, where he says he met with the parents of one of the hostages taken at the October Music Festival that sparked the Gaza War. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave the profession or leave Wisconsin after 6 years, and it's not just the low pay.
They are still being asked to take their work home with them. They are being asked to work over the weekends. They are often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underlie says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Alloway Village President Jim Rafter has announced his candidacy for the 30th State Senate District. Rafter, a Republican, says that he's been a proactive advocate for the community and has developed effective partnerships with leaders from both political parties. The 30th State Senate District includes the city of De Pere, most of Green Bay, the villages of Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Bellevue, and the towns of Rockland and Ledgeview. Monday is the deadline to file your individual income tax return. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds everyone to file their tax returns and pay any amounts due before midnight, April 15th, to avoid any late filing fees and interest charges. The DOR has a new electronic filing system called WisTax that is free for qualifying taxpayers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers' road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport, it's a tough game, and the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example of that.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Favorite part of our show here, where we feature some great local talent, and actually we got Matt
two.
Harper.
But Matt Harper is our feature. Ed is the warm up. Diver Ed, because we didn't know that Diver Ed had been a professional musician. Diver Ed,
what's up?
Tell me about your musical career.
Well, that was a long time ago, like 20 years ago, but it was more like a kind of a folk, bluegrass, gospel, hymn kind of vibe.
And you had the like Bob Dylan type of harmonica?
Yeah, I've got a lot of harmonicas. I used to play at the Cup of Joy right on Broadway here.
Oh, no nice. Kidding.
Many times, yep.
Okay, you've got to set this up, Christy. You gotta be one of our featured performers on a Friday.
That's like an old me though.
Now, I don't care.
I'm a scuba diver now.
Bring it back, man. Hey, always bring it back.
Hey man, you know what? My musical days are pretty much past, but I still bring it strong.
They were never there.
Oh, you don't know, Jim.
Do me a favor. Come in with a guitar, but wear your full diver getup. Make it a whole shtick.
Oh man.
Then
Matt,
the
do you know Diver Ed?
I do not. We just met in the lobby a few minutes ago. Nice yeah. Right.
Two you very too. Interesting guys here. Okay, Matt. You've got to tell. I just asked Matt. I said, man, you're a big guy. Did you play football? Tell the story you just told me.
Yeah, so up to this point, you know, I wasn't an all-state or an all-conference athlete. I actually didn't even play that much, but I played football for Appleton West. And in 2006, one of our games was on TV. We were the Friday night feature against Appleton North. John Mino was calling the game. We taped it so I could watch it at home, and I had a decent tackle in the game, and John Mino actually said, that was a really good tackle right there. So the highlight of my whole entire athletic career is John Mino complimented one of my tackles back in 2006.
What do you think about that, Mr. Mayor?
Not much of a career.
That's why I do music now, right?
That's good. And you are on Spotify. We can just, like, go to Spotify and listen to some of this is original stuff, right?
Yeah, all original music. So I'm on all the streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, all of them.
What's your venue? Like about, like what, is it your country? Because that's so popular right now. Or what?
No, I'm actually, you know, I'm pretty unique to this area. I'm rap, rock. When I first started in music, I was primarily just really rap and hip hop. And I took a long break. I actually have a mentor of mine, Miko from Ghost Mob Entertainment in Milwaukee. He's been, you know, pretty much the driver of my music career forever. And we just reconnected a couple of years ago and started making some music together, and it was sounding pretty good. So my new song comes out on the 26th. It's be the third release that I have out on all the streaming platforms.
You got a great voice. I mean, just to talk, you got a great voice.
Right.
Thanks, oh, man.
Yeah. But you have a good talking voice too, John. It's just that kind of goes to hell when you start singing. Anyway, back to Matt.
Yeah.
So, Matt, do you write this? Is this original?
Yep. All the lyrics I write myself. I do work with, I mentioned Miko from Milwaukee. I work with another producer named Matt Browning. Another guy down in the valley, actually, David Patella from Source Track Studios. So they helped me put all the music together. I do play guitar, just not very well. So I can do the sliding power chords, but if I got to use more than two fingers, I'm out.
All right. And then you bring musicians in when you do
the
recording.
Yep, absolutely. That help with that portion of it. But yeah, all the lyrics, the melodies, all that kind
That's
of
awesome.
Stuff.
That's awesome. How'd you get started? Original music.
So I was always into music, and funny story about like the first time I ever recorded anything. If you guys remember the, I think they're the Home Alone movies with the talk boy, the handheld voice recorder. I actually used to buy the single versions of songs because they would have the instrumental. And then I would record myself standing next to the stereo at home doing my vocals over the instrumental tracks.
Oh, wow.
And then it turned into, I kind of want to write my own words to this song. And that's really how it started. So I actually recorded my first song on any kind of professional equipment at Wilson Middle School in Appleton. Oh. They had like an old archaic little recording thing they let me borrow for the weekend. I took it home, you know, hooked up like some keyboard and just a little bit of equipment I had, kind of made my own song when I was in seventh grade.
That is so. Yeah. And how did you get started?
Well, my mom used to play guitar, piano. After she passed away when I was 14.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I picked up her 12-string guitar and learned how to play on a 12-string guitar.
Well, I didn't know there was such a thing as a 12-string guitar.
12-string Ovation. I started playing in churches, youth groups, you know, worship services, and then I started going to nursing homes and doing a lot of stuff like that.
That's awesome. Around. And the Cup of Joy, you said.
Cup of Joy
also,
which
I think was just we go there a lot. Hey, Matt, you know, and Ed, too, there's a lot of talent in this community, and you guys were talented, maybe didn't have the venue. Some of these Boys and Girls Clubs, do you see some of the studios they're putting in?
The one on the west side's just crazy.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
You can go in there, and they can mix their own music, and like you don't
at
have
a
to...
I had no idea, at a Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Club. And it's awesome what people are doing, and you know, you had to hold this up to a stereo and get a tape recorder, and now they go in there and they mix this stuff, and they can do video too now.
It's definitely nicer than some of the professional studios I've been in.
That's
I mean, it's fantastic. So, and such a good outlet for all those kids.
It is.
It's amazing.
And they have fun doing that. Then they can do the video thing. So, I mean, that's cool that, I mean, you guys made it, you know, without that. And it's just, we encourage kids, everybody sports, and that's important, and it's great. But boy, to get into the arts and support
and both
that.
You guys got into it right at the precipice of things turning. Is like I was at Hagemeister the other night watching the game, and these two young kids came in. I saw them out on the street with a video camera and doing some stuff. And I just asked, what are you guys doing? He says, oh, we're trying to do a music video, a street video, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to post it. And you guys were right at the very beginning of that sort of thing where you're able to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's changed so much. I mean, I was even around, you know, when I first would do concerts, you know, back when I was in high school and a little bit after. I mean, it was still hard media and hard promotion. It was CDs. It was having your buddies hand out flyers or hang them up at bars or things like that. And now it's, I mean, all that stuff has gone away and it's just changed. Everything is so social media driven that, you know, the entire music industry, I kind of had to relearn it now I was gone for about 10 years, you know, and so much change. Yeah. It's a completely different animal.
And Matt, we were talking earlier. The whole industry has changed. You know, I just want to say like a little bit of analogy. It's not a great one, but some of these old football players are a little bit jealous because they're all making $100 million and have these unbelievable places. Well, I was telling you, a friend of mine, the comedians, too, they hit on YouTube, and they don't have to do all the college things. Right. They don't have to drive all over to do this. And all of a sudden, they're very popular, you know, and really drawing a pretty good crowd. So.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse. Like, just share with us how
many people. And I just want to jump in, though, too, because when I was started at IXX, we get lots of people that, hey, my son is really in you know, trying to find, and we couldn't put them on the air. You know what I mean? The way we're doing here, we can do that now.
Right.
But it's pretty cool that it's extended to, like we said, the YouTubes and the Spotifys and things like that for young people that want to get involved.
However.
And I think some of those people used to get discouraged because they couldn't find a way,
100%,
an outlet.
100%.
However, but now that's not a difficult venue to enter.
No,
but with that said, how many people kind of do that?
Yeah, it's crazy because there's so much music out there, and Jim and I were talking about this before. I read an article with Gene Simmons from Kiss that was talking about the way the music industry has changed, and he said, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even into the 2000s, exactly what John said. It was all driven by record labels, radio stations. It was so hard to get that exposure. But now it's almost a double-edged sword that it's too easy to get the exposure, that there's such a flood of content out there that it's hard to break through.
Hard to separate,
You got to do a really good job. I was never a big social media person at all. Like, I honestly didn't have a Facebook for probably 10 years. I got back on because it's the only way to really get in front of people now. So, I mean, it's good and it's bad. But I think the greatest part about all this streaming and YouTube and TikTok's massive, YouTube shorts, all the social medias out there, is you do have that platform for any artist that's got some talent. I mean, really, at the end of the day, the music or your branding or whatever, that's going to speak for you and get people engaged and people interested. So you're not having, you know, a couple people at the top dictate what gets out and what doesn't. So the opportunities are just endless out there.
And I think that's awesome because there's a lot of people that have some talent and they put it out there. But there's thousands that get dropped, though, every day.
But you know what? Going back to these days, it wasn't only the people, the up-and-comers trying to get it. Murph told me this story about one time Eddie Money showed up at the IXX studios with a trunk full of CDs. Eddie Money!
That's crazy.
Showed up, and he was still, so you know what I mean, as far as back in those days?
The coolest story I have that's similar to that, I just heard this on the radio the other day. Jon Bon Jovi, actually in New Jersey, was going to all the radio stations with his CD before they were popular.
Yep.
But this just blows my mind. The DJ at the time at this radio station in New Jersey was Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler.
Oh!
He's DJing. Jon Bon Jovi goes in, gives Diamond Dallas Page his CD, and he puts it on the air, and it blows up, and it's like one of their most popular songs. Awesome. I forget which one it is. I think it was Runaway.
Okay.
So it was that. And so Diamond Dallas Page actually got Bon Jovi their start in the industry. They're both from New Jersey. Both, yeah.
That's cool.
It was, I heard that on the radio. I'm like, it almost sounds like it can't be a true story.
Unbelievable. That's phenomenal. What do you say, Todd? We good?
Do you want to hear something?
What?
Song.
Song. Oh.
Okay. So you, this is
Todd. What?
I know we can't see through the Matt Harper. You wrote this song and you're debuting it here on
okay,
I Know the Mayor.
So it's not live yet. It doesn't come out till the
26th.
Till the 26th. All right. So
okay.
Yeah, we'll do it up.
Here we
All
go.
Right, let's hear.
Here
it.
We go.
Song is called Pretend. Locked in my own mind, it's like a prison cell. Caged like a rabid dog, it's personal hell. Yeah, I'm fully messed up from the indecision. Paralyzed from these dark times past recognition. I just don't get it, I hear it, I see it, I live it. But I cannot comprehend the thoughts under this black fitted mind. Races and paces, 1,000 miles a minute. Close my eyes, it's just faces and places. And I'm still I run away every single day. This won't happen to me over again. Lost the words to say. I am not okay. I try to pretend. This won't happen to me again and again. All the times I had the opportunity, I let it pass. Now I'm stuck in this room. Vivid moments from the past. I know that I can't get it back, but it's all I have. I replay this every day. I'm a wreck. Throw this beer bottle up against the wall. Every single time you didn't return my calls. Look at this, of course this is how it would be. Try and blame you and we both know that it's me. I run away every single day. I try to pretend this won't happen to me over again. Lost the words to say. I am not okay. Try to pretend this won't happen to me again and again. Can we chill with the noise? Yeah, I just need space. Misguided mistakes thrown back in my face. Overwhelmed by this place and I lost all faith. Yeah, I did it to myself. It's the bed that I made. There's a butcher with a smile, my heart on the cutting board. I've been living in denial. I could not take it anymore. Weight on my mind so heavy collapsed me. Stuck in one place so long, life passed me. So I try to build focus even when it seems hopeless. I'm a bastard and I know this, you should quote it. Yeah, I own it. I built these walls around me, then complain that I'm isolated, knowing full well this is something I created. So for months I stay faded and jaded and hoped it'd go away. Trust I betrayed it, became hated, myself to blame. Drowning in confliction and distance. Well, in my mind I see this image, but real life everything is so different.
Am I really living?
I run away every single day. I am not okay. I try to pretend this won't happen to me again and again.
There it is.
Wow. Nice. Phenomenal. That was fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Now, that's not the one written about me and the mirror.
No,
because there was a beer bottle smashed against the wall.
And we're not okay. So he is okay.
Ed, what do you think? Kind of sounds like that McDonald. What was that?
Tom McDonald.
Tom McDonald, yeah. I love that guy.
I get a lot of comparisons to like a Hollywood Undead, Linkin Park.
I heard some Eminem.
Yeah, some of that too. Yeah. Some of that. So I try to like mix the two together. My favorite music is rock music, but I love rap. I started out with rap. And when I was getting into the industry or really like listening to music, I mean the big bands at the time were Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Korn, POD, Papa Roach. So
Okay.
Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Yeah. I like them too.
They're coming around. They're coming to town. They're coming
tonight,
someplace.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that one of theirs?
Yeah.
The rap.
Yeah.
Do you just write all the words down that rhyme and then do it? Like, how do you do that? Jaded, faded, tated. I mean, yeah. Where does that come from?
So, honestly, my process is really like, that song was just about, going through struggles.
Right.
And struggling to make any decision, whether it's good or bad. And, yeah, I mean, I just kind of come up with the subject matter. I start with the beginning part of the line and let that take me
That's
to the
awesome.
Word that rhymes.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah.
All right, stick around. We got to send her a quick break. I remember there was a movie. I forget what it was. I'll think of it. But a country western guy and so a young band asked him, give us some advice. Just sing it how you feel it.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Bring it. 100%. It's got to be yours. It's got to be
inside.
They'll
feel it if it's real.
Exactly.
It's real.
Exactly right. This is great. Back right after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. We're with Matt Harper, who's phenomenal, and Ed the Diver, who we didn't know. Had incredible music talents.
What's up?
Wow. Really? You got to do something. You got to do a video underwater singing.
I just did that the other day. I actually gave that idea to Christy. I couldn't sleep the other night because I said I start thinking about music when I'm trying to sleep. It's like I want to sing a song underwater while I'm diving and then add the side video of playing drums, have some extra vocals. So I was singing I've Got the Joy, 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 Joy down in my heart.
Oh, my God.
The other day. So. Underwater.
We got to see that. Is it on? Do you have it on YouTube?
Cool. I got to edit the video yet.
Well, Matt, that's your next step.
I got to try that. You got to do anything to get views, right? We were just talking about that. So maybe I'll do one of my songs underwater.
Matt, sorry, we're done with you. He's cool.
I think that's funny.
His cool level just surpassed mine for sure.
He sings underwater, Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's funny how we ask you how you're doing, Ed, and you're like, what's up? Really, Matt should be saying what's up.
He's the rapper. You're Amazing Grace, Joy Jackson. You're gospel.
Right, yeah,
But what I think is great about what we're trying to do here is just the variety of
talent. I got a texter. Holy bleep, that was amazing.
Right.
Hey, nice. It's thanks, whoever great. That is.
And your venue, I was going to say, Ed, you've performed locally here, Cup of Joy, and in other places. Mm-hmm. And Matt is on YouTube right now and trying to break into it. But you are going to be doing some local shows here now. Why don't you keep us apprised of that because we want to promote
you. I absolutely will. Yeah, so we're going to work with Stage One, I think, for the first show on Broadway, hopefully sometime this fall. Just looking to get some more music done, line up some other local artists similar, and maybe bring in some guys from Milwaukee and some other areas. And
hey, Johnny, whatever we can do to promote that.
And Johnny, we're going to help him get connected with the Tarleton.
Absolutely.
Appreciate anything, man. Anything. Yeah. Appreciate it all.
Because we want to showcase the local talent.
Actually, you know what we got to do? We got to get him here for our anniversary show. Can you perform on City Deck on June 26th?
I'm in.
Awesome.
I'm in. Book it.
Okay, now you have one other song you'd like to do, correct?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about this.
All right, so they wanted me to do two songs today, and I thought, what a good opportunity to just do something custom for you guys. So this song is actually called Mino and the Mayor in the Morning.
Did you ever hear Mike's song, Ode to a Former Mayor?
All right, it's
I don't know
show.
That I did.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, okay, I'll have to look that up.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
here
Matt.
We go.
We're ready?
Yep.
So I actually wrote this on a packing slip at work this morning.
I see that.
I got
this
some
morning?
Ideas down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right.
Well, you gave your employer a good shift.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Mino and the mayor in the morning. Mino and the mayor in the morning. get up, let's get going. Mino and the mayor in the morning. It's been a minute since I freestyled on a mic. It's the weekend, we gotta get this place hype. My name is Matt Harper, I'm from the west side. I might be biased, but I say that this best side. Friday night, I'll be out on Broadway. Probably stay at Lenny's Tap just a little too late. Probably play some 80s rock on the jukebox. Maybe dress like Glam Band, that'd be so hot. I'm on the morning show, I got a ways to go. Now it's back to the job site, a few hours more. Blue collar lifestyle, I go full throttle. Bring me on stage, the whole crowd will follow. I put on for my city, build it up big. Title town, USA, 4 Super Bowl rings. Not even John Mino can call a game like this. I put Creamy on the map like my name was Jim Schmidt. Yeah.
Man,
there we go.
Oh, that is good stuff.
I love it. Dude. Good
and before
work.
I forget, I brought you guys a hat and a sticker too.
Oh, so. Love yeah. it. Oh yeah. my God, yeah. that is cool.
Yeah. Matt, that was fun. That was great. Thanks
yeah,
for sharing that
with us. Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on, so I had to do something a little special for today.
Yes, you
oh,
did.
That's great, man. Yeah. Good stuff. And like I said, if you've got other friends, or both you guys, Ed, you have people that, you know, want to try to get a little different of notoriety or publicity or whatever, please let them know. This is all about what our show is all
it
about.
It's
bringing grassroots type people from our communities and putting them on and giving them exposure.
And I think you hit the nail on the head so good. There's so many talented musicians. Oh, and man. What I just would love to see in this area, like the Shipyard Festival is so fantastic. I'd love to see more original music. We've got so many talented, you know, cover bands and things like that around here, but I just love Green Bay with all the talent, you know, that we have here locally.
We
showcase local music. And for you guys to do this, it means huge.
We love it.
I mean, you're giving us a platform that we wouldn't have on any other station.
This is our absolute favorite time of the week.
Yeah,
it really
I
is.
Love
this,
it. I love
hour.
It. Man.
And people can really relate to original music. I mean, we all like, you know, music.
You like
that
the song,
heard,
you know the words too. Yeah.
But, you know, someone, a guy, a gal from Green Bay that's doing original music, I love hearing that. I want to support it. And, you know, you need the support too. And,
absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that with us, though, because I'm sure there's other things you could be doing. But I was glad at work today you wrote that song.
How do people get a hold of you,
Matt?
Doing
your job.
So, Instagram, I'm at Matt Harper Music. I'm on Facebook, Matt Harper. Those are probably my two. I do have a website too, mattharpermusic.com. I have merchandise, stuff like that on there. So,
cool.
Any of those three
I
ways.
I love your logo.
Yeah. So I tied in the Milwaukee and the Green Bay, if you can see. I got the old Brewer logo and the old Stack GB on the vest.
I know.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would really love to hear, you know, maybe Mino and Christy sing I Got You, Babe.
I can do that.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
What's your sport?
Close out the segment.
They say we're young, but they don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Todd?
Let's just stick with talent.
Okay. Or we could put talented people on the air. Yeah, One of the two. Well, Matt, this is really great, man. Congratulations.
Hey,
whatever
it.
We can
appreciate
do to promote
it.
You, yeah. you got a free venue right here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for giving me the time.
Absolutely. Right. I'm glad I called your football game that night.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I still remember that. That's the last game I ever did at the Bonta Bowl.
Is it really?
Which I love the Bonta Bowl.
I think that might be the last game I ever played at the Bonta Bowl also.
Yeah.
So we share that together,
what
too.
A great place that is, though.
I
huh?
loved it, man. Playing on that field, it was so loud being in the bowl there. The crowd noise.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I loved it. I still remember that night. It was a rainy night.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? I got weird memories of games.
It is.
Bizarre.
Yep.
Ed, what do you got coming up, buddy? You got a big thing tomorrow, don't you? The cleanup? Is that tomorrow?
Is that
Wolf River and Fox? No? Oh, it's down the road?
I think that's down the
that's
road.
Down
oh,
road.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Tomorrow,
but they said you were going to be their special guest for the cleanup.
Yeah, I'll be selling Lewis tomorrow up in the Menominee River, Marinette, Wisconsin. Then we're heading over to the Embers Dueling Pianos, and I've got a special date.
How many lures do you have in your collection?
Right now, I'm getting kind of low with all the people are fishing right now.
Huh?
But 2 years ago, me and my buddy Jay, we probably got over 16,000 lures just 16, in 1 year.
16,000?
Wow. Just in
oh
1 year.
Oh,
but
God.
Hey, right. Matt, what do you do to, I mean, a lot of us go to music to escape.
Yeah.
Like, you are music, so yep. what do you do? Yeah. Do you fish? Do you hunt? Do you jog?
Music really is my escape, but I'm a Harley guy, so I love getting out on the road on my bike. There's nothing better than it. I've had it out a few times a year. You can blame me for that last snowfall because I had my bike out too soon. It's kind of like when you put your snowblower away too early.
Absolutely.
That was all on me. I had my bike out. It was like 65 degrees, and Mother Nature said you're getting a little too cocky.
Oh, that's awesome. We're getting a boat this summer.
That's good too. Yeah.
Yeah, we are, Jim. Yeah. You guys can perform on it.
Is the motor going to work on the boat?
Is what?
Is the motor going to work on the boat?
No. Maybe.
You're just getting a boat.
We haven't gotten that far yet, Ed. Okay. Wow. I go underwater. Now I'm going to rip you guys for having a bad boat. Wow. Ed the Diver, you're awesome. Matt, you're awesome.
Thanks, Jim, for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
You guys are the best. Don't be strangers. Come back anytime.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And by the way, it was a hell of a hit.
Thanks, man.
You got
That's
it.
That's a good one.
You got it. I heard that kid's never been the same from Appleton North.
Probably not.
Wait, have a great weekend, everybody. Mud on the Mayor. See ya.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwava from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day was play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.